There have been fresh protests in Saudi Arabia, but that has provoked a deadly response from regime forces. We're now going to take a look at what prompted the rallies and how the government reacted.
We will not accept humiliation. That's the message of anti-regime protesters in Qatif region, eastern province, for the Al Saud rulers. They were protesting the arrest of an outspoken critic of the Saudi regime. Shia cleric Sheikh Nimr al-Nimr was wounded in an attack on his car and taken away right after that. Activists believe it was an assassination attempt by regime forces, saying the cleric is now in critical condition. They want him to be released right away. The protesters vented their anger at the Saudi regime by shouting slogans against the rulers in Riyadh, and the regime forces responded with live bullets. These two young men are Akbar Hassan Shakhouri and Mohammad Reza Felfel. They were targeted by fatal bullets fired by Saudi forces in Qatif. Activists say a third protester was also shot dead. His name, Abdullah Al-Omran. Dozens more were injured. The oil-rich eastern province has been the epicenter of anti-regime uprising since last year. The protesters' demands from the Saudi rulers are simple. Release the political prisoners, provide social justice, and stop the systematic discrimination. The anger spilled out of Saudi Arabia and into neighboring Bahrain. People came out in several villages to show that they too are outraged by the detention of Sheikh al-Nimr. They also used the opportunity to condemn the Saudi regime for other reasons. Saudi Arabia has been sending in troops to help Bahrain quell an unrelenting popular uprising. And the Saudi-backed crackdown has resulted in scores of deaths since last year. Many others have been injured or arrested and put behind bars. Analysts believe that Saudi Arabia's involvement in Bahrain's crackdown is meant to stop the spread of the revolution to the monarchy.
The Saudis and the Bahraini are terrified from a revolution to take place within their own countries. And I think any voice that criticizes the establishment, the Saudi monarchy, they take it with a lot of cautious and they view it as a major threat against their monarchy.
Saudi Arabia is a country where public dissent is rarely tolerated. But it seems the winds of change are already blowing across the Persian Gulf Kingdom. And the question is, should the rulers continue to respond to popular protests with deadly bullets, or should they try and listen to the people's demands?
To discuss that a bit further, we're joined now by Professor Mohsen Saleh of the Lebanese University, who's joining us now via satellite from Beirut. Professor Saleh, you know, tension is growing in the oil-rich eastern province of Saudi Arabia. Three people have been killed, many more are wounded, and the fate of Sheikh Nimr al-Nimr is unknown after he was wounded and arrested by security forces. How do you see the turn of events in Saudi Arabia?
Well, it seems that the revolution is ongoing from months, probably, in spite of all this kind of negligence of from the Western media and from the Middle Eastern media concerning these two revolutions in Bahrain and in Saudi Arabia. And it seems that the Saudis, lost their mind and they really missed their balance in terms of trying to not only confront, trying to give or to shoot live ammunition against the revolutionaries, the revolutionaries and the peaceful demonstrations in Qatif or in Bahrain. It seems to me, as well, I have read something. Kissinger said it. It's astonishing that he is saying that there is an unknown revolution going on in Saudi Arabia, and it seems to me that the family, the Saudi family, is really trying to put down this revolution, and they can't. It seems that they can't, in spite of all the aids from the United States and from the West and from the Western media. And it seems also that the international organizations, they call them humanitarian organizations, they haven't shed any kind of light on these two revolutions. So we ask these organizations really to give some attention, if not big attention, to these revolutions. This revolution in Saudi Arabia started and will not finish until this Saudi regime is gone.
Right, Professor, you know, the revolution in Bahrain has been going on despite a crackdown by the Arab monarchies in the Persian Gulf, especially Saudi Arabia. How do you see the future in both Bahrain and the neighboring Saudi Arabia if the mainly Shia-dominated eastern province erupts in anti-monarchy regime?
Well, I guess not only the Shiite in Bahrain even and in Saudi Arabia, Sunnis are really having great, anger against the Saudis and the Bahrain regime. These two regimes are linked to one great power, the United States. And as I've said it many times, that whenever we see the United States weaken, we will see that this great revolutions in Saudi Arabia and in Bahrain will come out victorious. And we'll see that, as you have said, that in Bahrain this revolution is going on for more than 1 year and some months. And in Saudi Arabia also is as a fire under the ash is going on also, but nobody is giving this revolution, especially in Saudi Arabia, some attention in the media and writing about and make interviews and see the agonies and the atrocities committed by Saudi family. So we'll see, they are going together, and these revolutions really not only threaten, will come up victorious after some months. Probably it will take some time. Especially that we will see all these conspiracies from Qatar and from Saudi Arabia against Syria and against Palestine and even against Egypt is really failing. That's why we will see people are going on, and I'm sure that these revolutions will bring up a new spirit to the whole Gulf, not only to Bahrain. Bahrain gave spirit to Saudis. Saudis will give spirit also to other oppressed people in the Emirates and other places in the Gulf. That's why we'll see a great change in the Gulf.
All right, we'll have to leave it there for now. That was Professor Mohsen Saleh of the Lebanese University speaking to us live from Beirut. Professor, as always, we appreciate your insight here on Press TV.